Hi, my name is Chloe. I'm a licensed clinical social work associate. I'm going to guide you in a practice today. It's a mindfulness practice to increase self-acceptance and self-awareness. It's called Beach Tides. So I'd like you to start by getting in a comfortable position. You can do this laying down, you can do this sitting up, but preferably not while operating machinery. Don't do that. So you should be in a place where you're able to relax, where it's safe to relax. And once you're able to get to where you're going to practice, I'd like you just to become aware of your surroundings. So noticing what you can hear, noticing what you can smell, noticing what you can taste. If your eyes are opening, or opened, noticing what you can see. I'd like you just to become aware of your breaths. So inhaling and exhaling, not at any certain pace. You're not trying to get anywhere, just noticing. As part of the process of our living, our daily experiences, we have so much repetition in our lives. We fall into our daily routines. They make our lives simpler and smoother, somewhat predictable. On a larger scale, we have routines of ourselves as well. We have patterns of our behavior, patterns of our thoughts, patterns of our reactions. Oftentimes, even after we go through a really significant transition, we fall back into our patterns or our routines. We do this in a very similar style as we always have done, despite the change. Even when it comes to resistance or avoidance, we do this in a pretty repetitive way. We do this pretty similarly each time. So what this exercise is meant to do is to help us become more aware of those repetitions, more aware of those patterns, so that we can begin to be more flexible, begin to expand or even shift the way that we experience our experiences. So again, if you haven't already, I'd like you to get comfortable, close your eyes, just breathe naturally. And gradually relax deeper and deeper. Focus on the rhythm of your breathing. Really tune into it. As you continue to relax and ease into the rhythm of your breathing, I'd like you to begin imagining standing on a beach. It can be any beach. But begin to be aware of the sound the waves are making. And begin to be aware of how that would look. The tides coming in and out. And allow the waves and the sounds to ebb and flow with the rhythm of your breath. As this scene really takes hold and you can experience more of the sensations related to this imagery. Pay attention to the details. Are there bubbles coming up on the surf? What does the sand feel like between your toes? Can you smell the salt in the air? Take as much time as you need to really examine every aspect of this beach. It's your beach. Notice how high are the clouds? Do they feel really close? What do they look like? Now begin to be aware of that scent of salt air again. Begin to notice how the breeze feels on your skin as it blows about you. What does it sound like for the wind to be hitting your ears? Now allow your gaze to focus on the movement of the water. Watch the wave come in and come out. Watch another come in and then come out. And another and another. As the waves continue to move forward, recede, and move forward again, feel the motion and the sound lull you with its hypnotic repetition. The motion of the waves brings to mind the greater motion of the tides. As the waves come in and fall back, the tide surges in and rolls out. As you continue to focus on the ebb and flow of these waves, reflect on the much larger surge and retreat of the great tides, pulled by the gravity of the moon and swayed by the motion of the earth, in and out, in and out. Now concentrate on the in of the wave. Imagine each wave as a tide itself. Focus your attention on what occurs when it comes in, what shifts, what moves. It heaves just a little in the deep water. You see a little quake as it comes closer. You notice a big wave begins to arise from just what was a little hump. And wave is gathering up all of the energy it needs, the force that lay beneath the surface. In it comes, it grows bigger and bigger. As the wave nears its destination, it seems to move faster. And soon you see it curl in a flash of white foam. Watch as the waves break, as they come rushing with all the energy of the ocean. You can hear its triumphant sound as it meets its destination. Watch as several waves come towards you in this way. Feel each of the stages that the wave goes through on its way in. As you watch the waves press in, allow yourself to remember a time when you felt like those waves coming in, rushing with so much energy, powerful, flowing, energetic. Identify yourself with the waves as you relive this time. Filled with energy. You pull yourself together, you're racing towards your goal. You have high expectations and confidence, nothing is stopping you. You even seem to grow physically larger, just like the wave. And soon you feel so committed to your goal. There's no turning back. Nothing can go wrong. You can't even consider going back. That's when you crest and surge up onto the sand as you spend what's last of you on achieving this goal. As you relive the sequence of these achievements, identify how the action of the wave relates to your stages of surge towards a goal. Now that the wave is high and safe on the beach, can let your gaze rest on the highest point the water reaches. There may even be a line on the sand indicating where the water has gotten to. This is where the water stopped and left its mark of its accomplishment. Soon it has to pull back and regain its strength for the next push. Much like we have to. What do you notice when the ocean starts to retrieve the wave as it settles and drains away, starts creating the ridges that are etched into the sand, water racing back to its home, seashells, clamshells, clattering back where they belong, where they can rest. Really focus on the action of the wave ebbing and flowing on the sand as it retreats. Really observe what has changed as this wave retreats. The sand, the shells, the rocks, the water. Other waves may come in, but you are focusing on this single wave, retreating, falling back. The water racing down the ocean front to where it can collect itself. Allow yourself to now recall a time when you did the same. Recall the most recent time you did this, a time when you were really pulling back, you were retreating. You were retreating because you needed to gather yourself. You need to get to gather your energy, your resources. Maybe you were on defense or a little on edge. You had some perspective that helped you pull these energies, these resources, these needs back into yourself. Just how the wave does. Going back in just for a time. Allow yourself to relive this time of gathering energy. As you watch the water recede, the water has gone out as far as it must. Focus your attention on the point it reached. How far back did she have to go? There's a coiled, taunt energy there. You feel it inside. You know this energy, this buildup. Incredible amount of power in one place. Feel that power just for a moment. Try to freeze it. Think about where you want that energy to go. We're about to let it rush in. Now imagine all that energy just slowly but surely surging up and surging in, rushing onto the beach. Reaching as far as it wants to go. All the way to its highest point. Now that you've experienced the surge and the fallback of your energy with the tides, gradually return the water to its natural rhythms. The tides, they come out, they come in. They come out, they come in. And you can watch from your vantage point on the beach. The water is there, but you're here, safe, breathing easily in your own natural tides and rhythm. And just allow the brain to relax here for some time. And just observe the scene around you, the beach, the soft winds, the clouds, the sand. When you're ready, open your eyes, relaxed, and awake. Okay, guys, I hope that you enjoyed that and were able to feel your own energy surging in and coming back. Take care.